Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'm going to jump right in with a chant for protection that I'm getting would be a good idea. So go ahead and listen and tune in. Ad Gurinamay, Jugad Gurinamay, Sat Gurinamay, Siri Guru Deva Namay, Ad Gurinamay, Jugad Gurinamay, Sat Gurinamay, Siri Guru Deva Namay, Ad Gurinamay, Jugad Gurinamay, Sat Gurinamay, Siri Guru Deva Namay. And now I'm going to do the chant for tuning in. So, I mean, as I've said to all of you, I'm not supposed to plan this. The angels say this to go with the flow, or they like to say flow with the go. So here's the chant for tuning in. Om Namo. Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me. It's within me. It's within me, and it's within all of you, and it's all around us. We're just be open to that energy. And we're each on our own individual paths. We have to listen to our own internal guidance. And sometimes that's a struggle. It's hard sometimes to get out of our own way and figure out what we need to do for ourselves. And it's easy to look outside and keep wanting to get confirmation from outside. That's such a normal human thing to want to do. We want to bounce it off somebody and get confirmation when really we know exactly what we need to do. Sometimes as that book, it's not the road well-traveled, or what was it, the road less traveled, or whatever the name of that book was. It's often that road. It's the road that nobody else is on except for ourselves. And so anyway, listening to your inner guidance is kind of scary sometimes, maybe a lot of the time. But the more you practice it, the more it will flow, and it will become filled with ease, and you will get confirmation also. There's been so many things that have happened in my life, and I'm 57 and a half, well, a little older than that. I'll be 58 in August. Although I don't find that the numbers really mean much of anything, except for I have more stories to tell about my life because I've lived that long. But anyway, so many things have happened to me in my life where either I didn't listen and then I was like, why didn't I listen? Or I did listen, and sometimes I would get confirmation of that. And so one of my best stories, which I probably already shared with everybody, one of my favorite ones is I was working at a place I live in Oregon, that was very challenging for me. And I was in charge of all the recruitment and diversity. And so recruitment, kind of a no-brainer in terms of, I mean, there's times people are going to get pissed off. That's just the way it is. And this place that I worked for had, I think, 4,000 or 5,000 employees. So there's always going to be someone, that's going to be mad about something. But the thing that tweaked people the most is doing the diversity work. And it was about a little bit, really just about education. And I really ended up not doing very much at all, except because, I'm not going to get into the whole story of it. But what would happen is I would send out emails about diversity events, and I would get a lot of hate mail, and it almost got so there was this one particular gentleman who I knew I could count on him to send me hate mail. So anyway, which actually the happy part of that story is that I did end up meeting the guy. We basically agreed to disagree and had a very, friendly then kind of relationship at the end. But in the midst of this whole job, and I'm doing this very challenging work and getting hate mail and getting called by crazy radio people who wanted to interview me, and whatever. And I was also being harassed by my boss, and that was very challenging. So my husband and I have an agreement that we can try and try and try and try, but if we're just, it's, the job is just basically just too difficult, that we'll quit and we'll just make it be okay. So we had been talking about it, and then I got this image from my guides, the beings, and I heard them say to me, "Jump off the cliff and we'll catch you." And I could see them holding a kind of like a fireman's net, and it's not that they're, I can see them exactly or what they exactly look like. I started calling them the beans. They're actually the beings, but of course I flirted, and they like their name, the beans. So I told my husband, "Okay, I think it's time for me to quit." So I went into work, sent in my notice, got my staff together, told them that I would be leaving in a couple weeks. As I was walking back into my office, the phone rang, and it was someone calling to offer me a job interview, which I thought, man, talk about immediate confirmation of listening to my internal guidance. And even though that was not my job, it was just a perfect example to me of listening to my internal guidance. And being one with that, and it's such a blissful feeling, and I like being able to remember that too, because you just don't always get the confirmation. You have to really go on trust. I mean, sometimes it's okay, I need to drive down this particular street. I don't know why, or I need to turn here, turn left here, or turn right here when you usually go the other way, and just trust, okay, I'm doing it. Maybe it was to avoid something and you'll never know what happened. I mean, I don't know. So anyway, it's been an interesting week. A friend of mine writes a beautiful blog that's occasionally she gets some kind of negative responses. People can make comments and stuff. And so it's been interesting watching this week. She's gotten a little bit of some kind of strong coming from one person in particular, very angry comments. At least I say angry. I can feel the energy as an empath. I can feel that energy coming, exuding out of this person. And there was a lot of, "You're wrong. You need to do this. You need to do that. You aren't listening. You need to blah, 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 blah." And so when I see someone who is, first of all, telling somebody else what to do, second of all, telling them what to feel, telling them they're wrong, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I just immediately go into a little bit of like, what the hell is that about? I felt protective of my friend, and I decided to chime in a little bit, and then the person just proceeded to attack me also. And it's kind of like, okay, whatever. I mean, I'm not sure why I'm bringing this all up, but I think that what happens is when you put yourself out there, and we get the internal guidance to put ourselves out there, like I got the internal guidance to do this radio show, you open yourself up to, people not agreeing with you, which, okay, that's totally fine. But it's such an interesting human feeling of wanting people to agree with you. And there it is. We're circling back again to that, looking for outside confirmation. So anyway, it's such an interesting world we live in. I mean, our paths are so uniquely individual. And, of course, if you're on that road less traveled and you've been by yourself, like I've been pretty much alone on my path, I have one person in the world, really, who I can totally talk to about it. Well, now I have to take that back. I have a couple other people now in my life who I can talk to about it. So you just feel kind of alone. And so you just, you know, you get used to it. But then, you know what I do. I end up reading other people's blogs. And you know, I've had times when I'd want to buy into that. And now I just feel like it's nice to have some connection with other people who are seeking or other people who are, you know, just trying to figure it all out like we all are. It's not about telling other people what they need to do. It's not about, you know, telling people they're wrong, because really, I mean, who's wrong? I mean, obviously there's some things like I think it's not okay to murder someone. I mean, but anyway, you all get what I'm talking about. We each have our own unique and beautiful paths that we follow. And it's perfect for us. And if you're really listening and honoring yourself and your internal guidance, that's beautiful. I mean, sometimes things don't make sense either. I mean, there have been some really beautiful sunny days here, and there was this big part of me that was like, you should go outside and get in the sun. And frankly, I just couldn't be bothered. I needed to kind of hole up and be here and just chill. And I could look out the window and enjoy it and see how beautiful it was. But there was this old voice, this old tape that was kind of telling me, you should. And of course, somebody says should to me, even if it's myself, I feel a little rebellious. As my dear friend and mentor, Michael, always says, don't should on me. So anyway, even I don't want to shoot on myself, right? Probably many of you can relate to that. That's old 3D world. There's no shooting anymore. It's what brings you joy? What speaks to you? So I was getting this feeling like I wanted to share kind of a new chant / prayer with everyone. And it's from the Sikh prayer, the first prayer of the day called Japji. And this is the very first paragraph. And I'm going to read what Yogi Bhajan wrote. The first puri is an antidote to depression. It will lift you from the deepest depression, insecurity, nightmares, and loss. And for whatever reason, I think I'm just clearing out some of that stuff. I felt attracted to that this week, so I thought I would share it with you. Socha socha nahovai jay sochi lakava chupe chup nahovai jay lai raha libtar bukia buk na utri jay banna puria par behestia na palakahota ikna chale na give a sachiara hoye give a kore tute pa Hukum rajai chalana nanak likyana. So if you feel yourself in the depths of despair, if you feel yourself doubting yourself, if you feel depressed, even a little bit, go back and listen to this chant again and just see what it might do for you. Let it go into the depths of your being and wallow around in it. I love wallow. Wallow is one of my favorite words. I like to say that I'm wallowing in gratitude. And I've noticed that the more I wallow in gratitude, the better my life gets. And just really fabulous. I am so lucky. I'm super, super lucky. I live simply. My husband and I live simply, and we love it. It feels so good. And so I've got about 45 seconds left here, and I'm going to sing a song here just as a blessing. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way. on. Guide your way on. Many, many blessings to you. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for joining me.